Hey everybody. It is Carly and Jasmine.
Hey guys.
We welcome to the very first podcast of a yet to be titled podcast. We're working on that. We decided to start a podcast at brunch this morning. And then we downloaded an app and here we are about 10 minutes later. So we just have a lot of funny stories that we think other people will relate to.
Yeah, I mean, we think we're funny, so.
Yeah, so we assume everyone else will. But yeah, I think we're going to like try and create some fun episodes, life hacks, like talk about our love lives.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can relate and, you know, eventually share some of your stories with us so we don't feel crazy about some of the things that have happened in our lives.
So should we tell them a little bit about
Yeah, we're going to share probably about us, right? That's important.
Yeah, so. It is. Love okay. So, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Let's take it away. So, I am Jasmine. We are both here in Carly's apartment in North Carolina visiting for the weekend to catch up and make this impactful podcast.
Yes.
But I actually live in Austin, Texas. So, shout out to all my Austinites living it up over there. With my very energetic, crazy dog, Maya. I will share pics because she's my child and is adorable. And I feel like everyone just needs to see Maya. But,
love that. Maya's amazing.
I think she's a great kid.
She is.
That's where I live now. Carly and I actually have had a crazy year so far. We've just been bouncing all around. So
I live now in Charlotte, North Carolina. I guess a little north of Charlotte. I came here for a job. I came here knowing no one. Now after 8 months, I know one person in the state, so I'm doing really well.
You're doing great. Yeah.
And I got a puppy. So, she's basically, like, the light of my life.
Yep, little G.
Little Gidget. And so, that has been my life since I moved here in June. Literally my dog and, like, my one friend. And I knew that one person, before. So, it's not even a native North Carolina girl. So, yeah. So, Jasmine and I met.
Yeah, so backtrack a couple months back.
January of 2017.
Oh, yes, when we were in our prime.
We were in our prime. We were living it up. We both got placed for work.
So we should probably explain that we are in this type of rotation program, right?
Yes,
Coming out of college, you're like, oh, I want to live in so many places, and I want to be in an adventure and traveling. Getting paid to travel sounds so cool. And now we're like, oh my God, what did we do? But no, it's been great. But so that's why we've kind of been nomads. But
So we both have lived in 3 states in the last year and a half. And my first state that I lived in was Connecticut. I lived there for 6 months, and you lived in
Syracuse, New York.
So living it up on the East Coast. And then 6 months after we moved there, in last January, we both moved to San Diego, California, the best place in the world. And we both knew we were moving there, so we lived together. We found an amazing apartment.
Yeah, we got really lucky.
Amazing apartment, 2 full bathtubs, a hot tub, like, amazing. Lived the dream life for 6 months.
And then our company was like, you're too comfortable, so we're gonna uproot you and
move you across the country.
Yet again.
So now, that's why we're both in Texas and North Carolina, after having lived in the glorious state that is California. And that's where most of our, like, amazing stories come from, just the antics that we got into while in San Diego.
Yeah, and I think just traveling in general, you really learn about yourself and what you don't like, and it's a
so any new grads that are feeling, like, lonely out there, we get it, you know? We've been there. We are there.
Seriously. It's a lot to take in. It's like you go from having a schedule and, you know, kind of having your life figured out to just, like, taking it day by day. Like, I literally live day by day, which I know you do, too. And
and it's hard to meet people.
Sounds great, but it's terrifying sometimes.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to figure out, like, find hobbies. I'm trying to, like...
Yeah, like, how... It's weird because in college you have, like, groups, right, in class. Yeah. So you meet people who have interest and... In the real world, it's like people already have their friend groups and you're like trying to infiltrate and be friends with them. They're just like, who's this weird girl who doesn't have friends? And you're like, I just moved here, so
that's me. That's
me. Nice.
It's hard to meet friends with, you gotta like really tap into your hobbies. But it's problematic if someone like me, you don't have hobbies.
I hate that question when people Netflix. Like, what's something interesting about you or what do you like to do? And then I have to like make up a hobby because I'm like, well, I usually just watch Netflix and play with my dog.
Yeah,
but I guess, like, that's not a real hobby.
We do have, like, our hobbies consist of, like, watching Scientology documentaries, listening to murder
which
podcasts.
If you haven't, you should really watch Leah Remini's Scientology show. Oh, yeah, that one. There's this one, there's really only three documentaries, I think, but
it's like Clear something in the clear. No, it's shoot, what is that?
We'll find out for you, but it's, we're not Scientologists personally,
no,
but it's fascinating stuff. And
it's incredibly fascinating.
And we did get to visit the Church of Scientology in LA. So if you are interested,
we have lots of,
boy,
like,
oh boy, do we have a crazy story about that. So
it's great. I mean, you know, it's an interesting, going clear, Scientology and the prison of belief.
There you go. So
you learn a lot about it. You'll meet Mike Rinda.
Holy Mike Rinda.
You'll meet Mike Rinda. He's a great guy. He's Australian. He was in the Church of Scientology. Now he's, like, the biggest spokesperson against it. He and Leah Remini, like, spearheading this whole movement. It's really interesting. Really interesting. Yeah. Like, you'll learn so much. And then you'll realize, like, there are, like, a lot of churches of Scientology in every city that you probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah, like, low-key.
Low-key.
They're watching. But,
yes.
If you don't hear from us soon, it's probably because the Church of Scientology is, like...
Yes. They might follow us with cameras because we're speaking about them.
Which is kind of a dream of mine, but...
Yeah, I would love that. Like, a paparazzi.
Yeah. And be like, oh, posing for pictures. Just
So, yeah.
But, sorry. We got sidetracked for Scientology.
Well, we're
but if you need a hobby, that's,
if you need a, if you have a hobby that you think would be good for us, please respond, like, shout out in the comments because I literally need hobbies.
So, like, how do you guys make friends? Yeah, like, are you joining yoga, gym sessions or, you know, are you just joining some, like, professional clubs? I know those exist, but I feel like it's, they say professional clubs for young people, but it's always like 40-year-olds who are married. Yes. And I'm like, I'm not 40 and I don't have children, so I can't really relate to you guys. And
yeah, no, so nothing.
So yeah, if you have some like cool hobbies or friends,
hit us up.
We are ready to mingle.
If you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, you're single, hit me up.
Yeah.
If you just want to be friends, cool too.
Yeah.
Hit me up either way. I'll leave my phone.
Like, we don't use Bumble or anything like
no.
that. But we've heard some success stories.
Yeah, this girl I knew just got engaged. I'm pretty sure she met her soon to be, or her fiance on Bumble, which is like,
I feel
exciting.
Like those are rare cases, but who knows? So if you guys are like bumbling it up,
let us know your tips and tricks.
Seriously, help us out, man.
I'd be willing to go on a Bumble date for content for this for this podcast.
Just like, excuse me, I'm just going to record this Bumble date.
That's a good episode. Like,
don't look,
oh my god, like, trying all the dating apps and then comparing them.
Oh my god, we should. We'll get you guys some background.
Yeah. Well, our next, yeah, we just wanted to do like an intro episode. Our next one will be a little more like cohesive. Like, we'll have a topic.
We'll have like a topic, you know, and you guys can like share your thoughts.
Call in. We'll get the ability to call in.
Share your fun stories with us.
Yeah, we'll have like, we'll have some of our guy friends call in so we can get guy advice.
Yeah.
We'll have like some of our friends, our experts.
Perspective. Yeah.
Some experts, some famous faces. Maybe.
In our eyes, anyways.
In our eyes. We'll have our dogs on.
Really just want to, all of us, right, are navigating life. And whether it's a new job or new love interest or just something going on in your life, just, you know, how you go about it. And maybe share some life hacks that we've learned the hard way to maybe save you guys some trouble.
How to move across the country and 30 days or less.
How to pack a suitcase for a month.
How to sleep on an air mattress for 2 months. Well, you have back issues. Yeah. We've nailed that one.
Yeah, so...
So this was great. Like, I feel like we're already on...
Yeah.
Already on the roll.
On a roll.
Is that it? All right.
Tune in next time,
guys. And your host, Carly and Jasmine, will have some fab content for you.
Oh, yeah.